Hey everybody. I'm your girl, Sister Goose, and I have here with me my mom, my lovely co-host,
Sugar Mama,
and we are Black Girls Inc. And today, Mom, we have a special guest.
Yes.
You already know I'm excited.
Yes, you're excited.
And we're about to flip the script on her because she actually interviewed people too.
Okay.
She's the Miss Interrogation Queen, as I like to call her.
Okay.
Please help me welcome Miss Spice. That's S-L-Y-C. Let's give her a snap and welcome her. Hey, Miss Spice.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show and making time for us. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell everyone the name of your book and what it's about?
Okay, the book that we'll be discussing today is called, it's titled Making Dynasty Destroyed, and it's the journey of five young men that lived in the streets of Macon, Georgia. You know, they were, you know, poor, and like most innocent young guys, not all, but most, they tend to hit them streets to make that quick money.
Yeah.
What these guys did, you know, some got in and got out, and some got in and stayed in. And the book starts 10 years later, and you find out what the result of that was. So.
And I like that. Yours is realistic because you said some got in and some got out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them didn't. So I like how you made it that way. That's going to make the book, like, really interesting.
Some get stuck.
Interesting. It'll be nice to know how to pass. The past follows the ones who got out.
Right,
exactly.
I'm interested to read your book. So can you tell us how you got into making this kind of book? Like, what made you write this book?
Okay, well, as an author, I was always encouraged to write what you know.
Yeah.
And I suffered from the disease of addiction for over 20 years.
Oh,
and I lived that life. You know.
Right. We're giving you a snap for that. We can't just ignore that. She's 7. Over 20 years. Okay,
ooh,
go ahead. Finish your story.
That's good.
I was addicted to crack cocaine for about 18, 20 years.
Ooh.
I mean, that was my drug of choice. I also did heroin and smoked weed and drank and anything to take my heart away from her. Okay. And that's how I got the name Spice. Me and my brother-in-law. Well, that's a whole other story. Anyway, so... I was writing about what I knew, so that's what I wrote that book.
Okay, that's what's up. So you are the first person that we have that wrote this kind of book from your experience. So I want to say toodles to you for that.
Yes.
And toodles to you for being on a 20-year road of being clean.
Yes.
And you just gave people inspiration that they can do it.
Yes.
So she can do it, so can y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But it wasn't nothing that was my doing, okay? It was all God.
Yeah.
I've been clean for about 11 years, but I was up there for 20.
All right.
It was only God. It was only through writing and God that, you know, made me turn a good into a bad. So.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. So, I have to ask you, because when I write my books, because I'm an author too, and when I write my books, I sometimes have that one character, even though I love all my characters, I have one character that sometimes is my favorite. Do you have any character in this book that's like your favorite one?
I love them all. Mm-hmm. I do. I can't say one is more favorite than the other.
Okay.
I like Malik. That would be David. He did like a 10 year bit, and when he got out of jail, he was no longer David. He was Malik, so he's a Muslim now, and won't be no more dope games in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, his whole outlook on life and things have changed in that 10 years, and Malik is always about the knowledge, and you know.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth about women and how youth has changed since he, you know, was a young boy out in the streets, how we used to be called queens and now not rap song, we called bitches and hoes, and, you know, he would never disrespect a woman like that. But now that he's older and can understand it and knows how words hurt and you know, how it's all designed to destroy the black community, yeah. basically. You know, so that brother, you know, so.
I'm him already. Shoot.
Yeah. and then there's Ramsey. He's the uncle, and he bought his dollars, and, you know, he's very, social-minded, you know. And so it might be Alan Ramsey, between Alan Ramsey. I'm my favorite.
Okay. So it's like between the good boy, mm-hmm. the bad boy that turned good.
And
the leader. I ain't going to lie. You know, I might have talked to both of them. if I was off the market, I might have talked to both of them. Because they sound like some leader. Pretty little. You said I'm going to talk to the leader. He bought the paper.
one with the money, okay.
Right? So,
well, you know, because I got some wisdom with me, and I got to get to with the older crowd.
Okay, I feel you, Mom.
I ain't no cougar.
You ain't no cougar, but no. You bought some dollars, though, huh?
I ain't no teacher.
That's another
story. I'm not a teacher, but I will teach.
Okay, sugar mama. Okay.
Not a teacher, but I will educate you. I will show you some things.
Yes,
right,
yes.
There you go. So what do you want people to walk away from your book after they're done reading? What do you want them to take from it?
Okay, well, this is a full book series, and I'm calling them fictional, factional novellas because they're like 125 pages each.
Okay.
You know, it's like a quick read to me. I found that lately in this environment, you know, for some reason, people don't seem to have time to read a 250-page book, you know, so I broke it down in sections, and each book needing to get the next book because that's how it's written. I try to drop little jewels in there, you know, different little things that you pick up. We talk about, you know, like I said, how the culture has changed. We talk about being in a gang, but getting out in time to benefit from what you profited from. Not, you know, get in, get out. You know, take that money and do something else with it. You know, that will lift you up instead of keep destroying the community.
Yeah.
But, you know, so stuff like that. I got little jewels in it.
All right, I like
I talk
that.
About religion, you know, the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, you know. Okay, who you pray to? Pray to somebody. Yeah. You say the word, you got to have somebody, you know, high power that you lean on, you know, so.
Exactly.
Talk about that. So, just like different little jewels, different little jewels.
That's what's up. And I like how you got something in there for everybody. It's different religions. So, I definitely thank you for that, you know, for people who's reading it. You know, you're letting them know there's different ones out there. But like you said, we all got somebody
to pray to
that helps us, you know, to keep pushing us and wanting
you
to do better.
Decide, which is the right
so
one for
it's
you.
Up to you. So I do like that you did that. That's very different.
Something yeah. Very different. I try to sneak a little Jesus in all my books. A lot of people say, you write every erotic tales that are feast-based. I said, my God, no, man. You see, right. You know me? I mean, I'm trying to reach those people that would not normally even.
And that's a way to get them.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to plant seeds. Yeah, I try to sneak it in there. And Jesus. You know what I mean? So, so that's basically, I just try to throw the word in there. I'm trying to allow people to realize that we're not never going to be perfect, you know. Before the pandemic and everybody's going to church and, you know, everything, you know, being a holy roller and stuff like that. I never professed to be a holy roller. I know I love the Lord. I know what he did for me. Mm-hmm. I know I was out there in the street doing everything that you do when you're in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he picked my baggy butt up, you know, and I'm here today, you know. If you read my website, I try to share with everybody because there is no shame in my game. I remember when I first started writing, I'm in an apartment, and my husband comes home from work, and he says something like, you know, is this what you're going to do for the balance of your day? You know, the best, you know, like, from now until, you're just going to be getting hot. And we used to get out together, and he said to me, you should drink. He drank more than got hot. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I'm going to start drinking, and you're going to start smoking crack. And I was like, yeah, yeah. I don't think he's got drinking. You know, so I was like, fish around. So, he stopped drinking, and you know, but I wasn't ready. So, you know, when he came home, you want to do this for the balance of the day? Mm-hmm. What else do you want to do with your life? And I was like, well, you know, I kind of want to write a book. And he was like, look, write a book, go to school, go to work, don't go to work. I don't care what you do, but do something, but you can't keep doing it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, 2 weeks later, when he got his little paycheck, he got the little laptop, and he was like, write a book. And I was like, okay. So instead of going out hitting the streets, and, you know, because I had all these ideas and stuff, and, you know, stuff that was in my head, they were just like dreams to me. And I started writing my first book, which was Dream Killers. Dream Killers was my first book. Okay. I started writing on that book. And instead of, you know, every time I got the urge to go hit the streets and stuff, I just said, I mean, write on this book. You know, so I kind of changed my behavior. It was like, you know, behavior therapy and all those things that I had experienced or had seen or heard, because I had been incarcerated a couple of times. And, you know, you sit and you talk to different people and you hear their story. I, you know, incorporated them into my little book, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gave me enough time to, you know, get my brain cells back together and look something else and nothing. Then I had to do the research to find out who I was going to get to publish it. So, you know, just it took up my time. Mm-hmm. You know, it gave me something else to do and think about. So I always say write and save my life, you know. So after I had was in the mix of writing and stuff like that, I had some legal issues, and I had gotten locked up. I got incarcerated. I was incarcerated, and I just continued to write. And when I came home and I was good and clean, I pursued this other act, so. And then you had to this life stuff. But was that your question? Oh my God, I'll go on.
You did answer the question.
What was your question? What was your question?
You answered the question already. You're fine. You did.
Okay.
Something that I really loved that you were saying, because I was listening to everything you were saying, I was feeling it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you. I'll testify. Right. It's like this. The name of my publishing company is Only God Publications, OG. It's a few publications, but my OG is Only God. Now, I remember when I initially started, I was with Exlibris. Exlibris is a publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my authors, do your research. Well, I was broke, you know, so I had to go with where my dollars. And I saw Exlibris, and, you know, they'll do your cover, they'll print your book, and I just had to pay them this amount of money. And I said, okay, well, give me, you know, they had gold packets, you know, bronze, give me the cheap package. So I got the cheap package. And because I just wanted I was excited. I just wanted my book published. You know, I wasn't even worried about trying to sell it. Just that I accomplished something, and, you know, this was something I always wanted to do. I've always wanted to write books. I used to write poetry, so I've always enjoyed writing. So I didn't really look at the contract. Long-term, you know, royalties, I knew that, because I knew nothing about none of that.
Yeah.
When I finally started gaining some knowledge about the big game and how things were done, and I read my contract track, I found out that they got 70%, I got 30%, and yeah, I'm a hustler, homie. You can't do that to me. You know what I mean? We're going to have to part me, because it's not going to work for me. And that's when I decided to do OG publication. So.
That's what's up. And I totally understand you on that, because I had a book company that tried to do that to me. And they was trying to rush me to sign my papers. And I said, wait a minute, I'm going to read my papers. I'm not hurrying up and signing nothing. And they wanted money from me.
Right, but that's what that's the same thing. I gave these people money, you know, and it was crazy because, like, with the author, you had the author and the editor, and you go back and forth,
Yeah.
And I would read over it, and I tell them, you know, this is wrong. But I had to pay $3 for every correction because, you know, I made a mistake. Well, then they cut back and said, well, you still got this. Those weren't wrong the first time. So they was playing when they was picking it. And I was like, oh, hell no, I can't do this. You know what I mean? And I said, well, whatever's in there is going to be in there. My people understand. They know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, let it go. Release it. You know what I mean? And basically, that's what they did. So those first three books are Dream Killers Forever, Gangster G for Life. They got all kind of ads in them. You know, my people would say, well, but they didn't take away from the story, but we didn't do it. You know, well, and it's time for them. But 10 years later, you know, I have an editor now, and Miss Kim Stevens from Black Rain. She's my editor.
That's
what I'm saying. Shout out to her. She's more professional. Yeah, so you kind of you know better, you do better.
Yes, let's snap for that. You know better, you do better. Look at that. She said, I found that online. Right. That's what's up. So how many books do you have out, Miss Spice? How many books do you have?
Dream Killers Forever Gangster, G for Life. I did a collaboration with Aja Butler and like seven other authors, young ladies, and it was a book about sisters in survival. I talked about my drug addiction, you know, some talked about being molested, you know, so everybody had their own story and how they overcame their things. And that book is called The Journey. My part is called Murder Was the Case. So, and I always kind of felt like the enemy was always trying to kill me since I was a baby. Mm-hmm. I was died in different situations, and I said, he's been trying to get me out since I came out the chute. You know, because God had a plan for me. And you can either go to this road, God's road, or you can go to that road. And I kind of made that wrong turn. But God said, come on, get back on this road, I got you. And,
okay. Look, because I was asking you because it sounds like she got about 10 books,
mm-hmm.
maybe more. Mm-hmm. So, you know what we call women like that, Mom?
Book queen.
I have a children's division. Mm-hmm. I had my first grandchild in 2014, Marquis. They call him MJ. But when he was born, you know how they take the first little pictures. Mm-hmm. He was on his little hands, and his hands looked like baseball. And I said, God damn, he got something on his hands. He got some fat with his hands. Not going to get out of hands. And I call him Bigum.
Okay.
So he was my Google Bigum. So the book description called me is called Books by Bigum. So I have like six children books. I had this little girl I used to be, I was her nanny, Skylar. I wrote a book for Skylar. I wrote a book for my other little great niece, Princess Zelani. MJ has two books. My little nephew, Travis, he got a book. You know, so I wrote books for them so that when they go to read their books, you know, Cat in the Hat and all those people, they can go up on their bookshelf and get a book that got their name at the bottom of it. Okay. You know, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and that's what I want to try to, you know, encourage parents to be able to, they want to put a book with their child's name on it, holler at me.
Okay. Because I was asking, because on our podcast, we have a thing here where if a woman have five books or more, they're a book queen, but you're way past five. So we're going to have to call you a boss queen. Okay, let's call her boss queen. We got the first boss queen today.
Yeah,
Miss Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Spice, you's a boss queen, girl. You got your hand in a little bit of everything.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good thing. No, you is inspiring me.
Go ahead. You know what? When you find out, okay, writing the book was the easy part. It's the marketing, it's exposure, it's the networking, you know, that really gets your book sold or gets your brand out there.
Yeah.
And so I've been in this brand game for like 11 years. And so, you know, I had written a book and I'm posting it up and stuff like that, but I knew nothing about the game. You know, the ins and outs.
Yeah.
And that's when I started Slice the Book Club, so that, you know, officers could come in and we could share, and you could tell me what you mean, and I tell you what I knew,
exactly.
You know, so, you know, different little things, and I did that for a minute, but there was really no interaction, you know, and, you know, people would go and post their little books and post and post and post, but nobody was talking, and, that's like a year later I started the interrogation one. That's when I do the interviews of the authors. And I was interviewing veteran authors like Mimi Capri and Cash and Charles and everybody that had been in the game for a minute. And I asked my new authors that was coming in and knew nothing like me. And, you know, so we was learning from each other. And, you know, and if you went the interviews, you might have picked up some jewels that were beneficial for you. You know, so that's how I started. It's like, how I came about getting bookworms, and because I was in all these different little groups. The young lady said, well, you know, I'm getting ready to let this group go. You know, you want to take it over for me? I said, what? Just take your people and anybody. So she had like 6,000 members. And I'm like, sure. So that's how I got bookworms. It was a gift. I was blessed. So I had bookworms, and which most of the people on Spice were urban books.
Yeah.
Well, and bookworms is different genres. So that's where I was able to meet your Rosa Dask and your Julia Shelton. I'm going to say my white authors was over there on bookworms.
Okay,
that's how we hooked up. So I said, we ain't going to have the black authors and the white authors because we all authors. They
right.
are my brothers and sisters.
Well, see, yes.
They are all people that had a hope, a dream, an aspiration
yes.
to become an author, write a book, do something with the pen, and they did it. I'm with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm exposed. I'm going to show you. I'm like, you know, I'm going to help you the best way I can. So I was like, you go over here, you go over here. So we just mix it up in here. You know, everybody's everybody. You know, not this club, that club. Everybody just want to sell their stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mix it up. So there's bookworms and then there's Slice the Book Club.
Well, you know, that's how this came about, is that we wanted to do something. Say it again. We wanted to get on a podcast, but we didn't have the money to do it. So
mm-hmm.
we said, you know what? Why not we do it? And we'll help people who's coming out to try to do it. So ours is free. So you can come on our show. We interview you. We put you out there so people can see that there is other authors that's doing this. It's not
right.
certain people. We got a whole lot out here. And for our show, we say it's called Black Girls Inc., but it's all women. All women.
All women.
Straight woman, gay woman, young old woman.
Yeah.
All women. All women. And we got women on there, too. So we ain't saying just from America. We talking about anywhere in the world. You can come.
Exactly. I just had Arthur Ramona. He was from Nigeria. I got sisters that was from Sweden. I mean, they come from all over because I'd have to change my time to accommodate them. It might be 7 o'clock here, but it might be, you know, it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning for them. So I'd be like, well, we can go in at 4. You know, I'm versatile. I know flights. I mean, it could be whatever time I want it to be. You know, I've been going 7 o'clock for the past 11 years because I like to be consistent. I'm like, real anal like that.
Right.
7 o'clock, you're going to see flights 2 o'clock come up on your computer. Because I've been doing it for 11 years, and like when I don't do it, people are like, you're okay, Miss Mary? You know, there's no interrogation. Well, my baby, I'm tired. Hey, can I take a nap?
Right.
I have something else to do, and I'm going to be saying, you won't be no book club today. But if I don't put that out there, they come looking for me, they're like, what's that? What's going on? You know, because they used to say it was about 7 o'clock, but back to what I was saying. You have to do other things other than just write your book and think it's gonna you're not gonna be zane. Just write your book and think it's just gonna happen for you. You have to out there and be about it. That was my thing. I knew my book, you know, people say, yo, you write nasty books like Zane. No, I'm better than Zane. You know what I mean? Of course, you feel that kind of confidence in yourself. So I was like, well, I love my books, because I wasn't doing anything
to. He's not the only one who does that. They're not the only one who writes books like that.
Exactly, and there's always something unique and different about us. So, even if they're saying your books is like Zane, but I can see the difference in yours.
We're different writers, and like Buster is a factual, fictional. I don't know what Zane. Did I meet a Zane book? Have I read a Zane book? I think I read the one where the girl was confused, like she was bipolar, but has good personality.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I do you think your girl, she was at the right place at the right time? You know, for a long time, I could not even put my face out there because I was on it in 3 states, you know, so I was on the move. It was just a whole bunch of different obstacles, and I was, you know, I'm blessed that I was able to clear all that up so I could get these blessings God had for me. You know, you can't get no good blessings in unless you get that old stuff out.
Right.
You know, so getting that old stuff out meant that it was a possibility that I would be doing 10 years in Arizona jail, county prison, well, you know, whatever. But I had to, you know, just be done with that because, like I said, for 10 years I was on the run. I couldn't stay in no place more than a year because, you know, I didn't want nobody to come get me. Get a job, switch those social security numbers up because you didn't want nobody to come, you know, fine. You should have never filed no taxes. It was just a mess. It was just confusion, you know, and that's what, you know, putting illegal substances do. You have your brain all twisted up, you know. So once I decided that, my husband, he used to walk up to this church up the street from us, and, you know, like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I look over, where'd you go? I went to church. I said, well, whoever, you know, I did the black girl thing. Well, tell your church she got to give you some money. You know what I mean? You know, then I walked up the street to the church. You want to go? I was like, you want your church? It's 6 o'clock in the morning. My church is open at 6 o'clock in the morning. He was like, they do like a morning service thing. And one day I walked up there with him, and he was going to church. And I went and I rededicated myself, and I started going to that, you know, the little women's group in the evening. And, you know, just like I said, going through my little journey of getting back to writing and all this whole stuff, I started doing other things. And, you know, I rededicated myself to the Lord, and, My soul kept saying, you know, you gotta straighten out this mess, I can't bless you, cause this, you just got mess. And I'm sitting there one day, and I'm saying, Lord, you know, I'm scared, cause if I call it, I ain't trying to do no 10 years, but, right. You know, this time, this time, so I called, I dialed 911. And I called the police station. I said, look, I'm on it. What do I do? And he was like, you want for what? And I said, I don't know. I have one born in Maryland, and I had a one born in County and a one in Baltimore City. And he said, well, did you do anything in Virginia? And I was like, no, I was boosting like a margin, but I hadn't got caught. Cause I was, you know, when I was using something. And I said, well, no. And he said, well, if you do something in Virginia, there's like really nothing we can do. Oh. And I said, oh, okay. Because a lot of them told us, I tried to do it, I really did, I tried. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I tried, and, you know, it's done. And I kept, you know, and going to my little programs and stuff, and one day, you know, my spirit was just unrested, and, I, you know, I was smoking weed. And I said, let me go, you know, get some weed. And I went over to where I normally go get the weed, but who I see with my demon on the corner. And I was like, nope, we ain't doing demons today. You know what I mean? And I kept riding around looking for my weed boy, looking for my weed boy, but nowhere to be found. I was supposed to go up to my, you know, my Bible study. And I was like, Lord, it's almost this time. And so, go up this corner, but my demon. And he's like, but look, where you been? This is it. But I got Jesus Christ on. Just, you know, and I fell for it. And next thing you know, I'm getting my little Cisco, and I'm riding, and I'm trying to get high and get it in and get it out before my husband get off of work. So he won't see that I'm high. And, you know, just all the confusion and reckless of, you know, that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And, I was speeding and I hit this woman, you know, because I was going to pick him up from work, and I hit this woman, and I got arrested, and, yeah, the rest is history. The rest is history. I got locked up, and then they, and Arizona found out, and Arizona came and got me, and, we, you know, we was concerned that I would, I was going to do the 10, and, you know, God blessed me, you know, I didn't have to do the 10, I did like 45 days, and they made me pay restitution, but then I left Arizona, I was going to leave, I left Arizona, they came back, well, that's the long story, anyway, it did be a lot of trials and tribulations, so, but finally, after like 4 or 5 months, the game was clear, I could show my face, and it was on the top, and I did my first book signing at this place called Terrace Cafe, and, you know, it's been sliced on the top and shown on the ground ever since.
Okay, man, let's give her a snap, let's give her a snap for a miracle right there, That's a testimony.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to do something on our show that we call Tea Time. You ready to do that with us, Miss Spice?
Okay.
So Tea Time is when we ask the question either based off of your title or the character or what your book's about or a phrase you might use. And today I thought we'd just have a little bit of fun together with the Tea Time question.
Yeah.
So y'all ready? Y'all ladies ready?
Yes, we ready.
Ready.
Okay, so the Tea Time question of the day is, if you could pick your type of hustle and the type of gangster you could be, what would you be? What type of gangster or hustler would you choose to be? You want to go first, Mom?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
If I could be a gangster and a hustler, mine would be Queen Latifah and Cardi B.
Now, what kind of Queen Latifah? Because Queen Latifah ain't a...
Queen Latifah and Set It Off. And Cardi B just to be herself. But Queen Latifah will tone her down just a little bit. Because Queen Latifah ain't showing her butt. But Cardi, you know, she's like, nah, Cardi, you can't show your butt, but you can show some other stuff. But you can't show your butt and all this thing. Cap some clothes on, a little bit of something on, cover something up, and be cool.
You said
But then, this is what I say, too. But if I had to choose some males, I would be Samuel Jackson. And Cedric the Entertainer. Cause
you would put them together?
Because Samuel Jackson, he can be ruthless, but he can also be funny. But he can do anything. And Cedric the Entertainer, because he can do just about the same thing.
But he can't be ruthless. I guess so. I can see, so you would be that type of gangster. Them two put together.
Cedric would be sitting back, smoking a cigar, making the money. But Samuel Jackson is standing there with the gun saying, yeah, I got you, Cedric. I got you. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. She really thought about
Samuel
that, Spice.
Samuel, get this.
Did you want to go next, Spice, or you want me to go?
You go.
Now, for me, I wouldn't say that I, because you chose the celebrity route and stuff. But for me, it's not celebrity. I'm just telling you my story of a hustler that I would be.
Okay.
I'm going to be the hustler that runs a strip club, a female strip club, and I'm going to be the gangster that will jack you up if you come and try to steal my money or something. You ain't going to be messing with me, okay? And I think I'm going to have it a little good, though, too, because I'm not going to mess with none of my workers.
There you go.
So we ain't going to have that problem.
Yep.
And I want to be that gangster chick that don't need no man. Like, my man, I'm adding on to him. He ain't adding on to me. Either we going to be two bosses or we ain't going to be nothing at all. And I'm going to make sure I got my little pink handgun with me at all times.
You know, I forgot to. Huh? I said my other choice would be the woman that's the grandmother in Blackish. Her and Samuel Jackson. Her and Samuel Jackson,
You cannot know her with them,
too. Don't mess with me.
Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer Lewis, I love her.
Don't come up in my strip club acting crazy.
We gonna say you better give mama her money.
Pop, and my name would be Red Rose, cause I'm gonna make my bullet red.
Give mama her money. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh man, what kind of hustler or gangster would I be? I'd be a gangster for the Lord.
Okay.
I hustle the way I'm hustling now. So I guess I would just be a hustle ex-wife. It's about business. Al Capone, W. C. Walden, and you know, they were about business and prohibition and getting their merchandise out. Rules and regulations people said the same thing. But back in them days, that's what they had to do. They had to, you don't want to abide by these rules and regulations, I will take you out. And now you just have to have the best product. So, I'm going to be a hustler like Slice. I'm going to be a gangster for God. That's about it. That's it.
OG, as you said, only God. Yeah. She gonna be that OG.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Because God's taking me wherever I gotta go. Right. So, I don't have to worry about it. And you know what I found? I don't know how long you've been in the game, but back in the day, there was all these different publishing companies, and everybody was out there. Everybody was a publisher. And they had publishing companies that were like clicks. It was clicks and it was beefs and I was like, are we in Olympian or a rat thing? I always say, Mitch, I was friends with anybody. Look, I ain't got time for that crap. That's not why I'm here. You know what I mean? I haven't left my own crap in my real life, to be worried about that. That, don't make me an only you. This is my address. Come on at me. I'm not that person. And my sister said, that's not good for the brand. No, they need to know the Slice of the Lord. God's still working on me. I got my hands. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna dot you. I'm from Wall Street. So get on to that. My brother-in-law called me, so I said, I will cut you. I ain't no problem with it. Back then, when I checked within my surroundings. Not today. You had to do something to my grandbabies for you to see Slice. I don't care yet being a hustler or gangster. I hustle every day. Every day, because I'm good. So you get to where you want to go, you keep that forward. Stay on the grind. I kind of just be like, who I am now.
I like that answer. That was a good answer. Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Spice, can you please let everyone know where they can go purchase your books, your website, where they can go for the interrogation room if they want to be a part of that? Let them know all your information where they can come see you.
Well, I'm on Facebook. My website is oneogpublication.com. My email is ogpublication@gmail.com. You can get all that information off of Facebook.
Okay.
So I'm on Facebook. Mostly you can find me there at 7:00. You want to talk to me, go to hit me on my email or just come to the Facebook Club at 7:00. Mm-hmm. I will be there, trust me. I've been there for the past 11 years. If y'all won't find me, come there, that's where you'll see me. Mm-hmm. If you want to interview, I say inbox me, they say DM, call what you want, I'll ask you, girl. Right. Make it be out, one and two are already out, three is in the process. It's with the editor. She doing her finishing touches. Four is like still in my brain, but I'm working it out. It's getting up out of there. So we got 1, 2, 3, and 4. Diamonds 1, 2, 3, and 4. Making Diamonds Destroy. And you can go on Amazon if you're in the DMV. Come on, I'll let you go. I'm right here. You know, I'll give you my address. I have a problem with it. My address, I'll come to you. Yes, I'm in the DMV. I'm in Baltimore. And, yes, you know, there you come, and we can connect or whatever. But my books are on Amazon as we speak. So we have paperback and ebooks. So.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Go ahead, Miss Spikes. You're doing your thing. We have to give her a snap because you're really doing your thing. We really congratulate you and all that you do. And I can't wait until the next part of your series come out. I'm going to have to start the series from the beginning.
Yes.
Right, exactly, because you won't understand it if you don't. I told my other son, I'm going to be selling these books, and I get so that crap, I'm going to be like, bam, bam, and I'm like, can I get some more, can I get some more? Yuck.
Right?
It's too much. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, as you know, I tagged with the enemy intended to be bad for me. I turned him to a good thing.
Exactly.
People said, would you change anything in your life? No, because I wouldn't be the woman that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wouldn't have no story to tell. You know, so you got to always have a story to tell because everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't change nothing. Everything was designed for me to get to this place in my life and to give God to go it. You know, because
you a walking testimony alone,
yes,
girl.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I got some issues that I'm working on. You know what I mean? God ain't finished with me yet. You know, I need to watch my tongue. I can curse you out with quickness. Excuse me, Lord, I didn't mean to cut him out, but I will. So I got things, new things I got to work on. You know, I can put these things down, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm in that. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just, my soul is at peace, and, you know, a peace of mind is underrated. You know, and, yeah. I've been paying this for nothing, so.
Well, Sister Spice, you know.
Slice, you from, you know, slice, yeah.
Since you did the first interview with you, you know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you say?
I said, since we did our first interview with you, guess what?
But
you are now a member of the Black Girls Inc. family. Give her a snap, Mom.
Woo! Snap. Well, since we're speaking of family, I'm supposed to see you today in a package at 11:00, right?
Yes, ma'am. You will see me.
We're going to see Bobby Hall tonight at 6:00 and then Harry tomorrow. So, and then I was online, so, but I won't, you know, you can be real comfortable and relaxing.
Okay.
All right, well.
But anyway, I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to have this forum to share with my readers and lovers, my family, and my friends, and, you know.
And we enjoyed having you.
Thank you for helping my girl out, you know what I mean, because everybody needs a co-pilot and contact.
You know, sometimes...
I appreciate being here with y'all. It was just like sitting and talking to my sister and that.
Yeah, it's
a good thing to see your child grow up to be something good.
Yeah, I understand that exactly.
All right. Well, that's our show, everybody. Right. I'm your girl, Sister Goose.
And I'm Sugar Mama.
And we are Black Girls Inc. Snap your fingers.